Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely terrific day today. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I'm doing great. I had a, you know, we had a great guest on yesterday with Steve Quayle. He posted the link to his website, so he has a huge, huge internet presence. So I'm sure we're having a boatload of people who have never listened to our show before. So if they're listening to today's show, welcome. We appreciate you being here. You know, it's funny because I got an article today, and it's a migrant joke about working Germans and migrants benefits goes viral. It's had like millions of views now. And it's a guy who's clearly from the Middle East, and he's in a car. He's definitely not German, and he's laughing his head off, and he's telling a joke, and they videotape him, and he's speaking in German, and they post it as just basically laughing at the German people. And let me tell you what he said. If I played it for you, it's in German, you would understand it. He basically says, a migrant comes in from Somalia, and he walks over to a German in Berlin, and he says, I want to thank you so much for bringing me into this country. I want to thank you so much for giving me free cell phones, free housing, free food, and just giving me money to live on every month and that I don't have to work. I appreciate it so very, very much. And the guy looks at me and goes, dude, I'm not German. I'm from Turkey. And he goes, oh, okay. So then he goes to another person. He goes, I want to thank you. And he goes through the whole rig again. He goes through the whole rule again. Oh, I'm not from Germany. I'm not a German. I'm Ukrainian. And then he does it again. The guy goes, I'm Italian. Next one's, I'm Albanian. Next one he goes, I'm from Egypt. The next one goes, I'm from Libya. Finally, after about 10 people, he says, this is ridiculous. He asks the guy, he goes, well, where are all the Germans? Why can't I find any Germans? He goes, well, they're all working right now to support all of us. Think about that.
Oh, gosh.
All the Germans are working with a little bit of, with their 1.1 population growth, as they half their population every 20 years as far as new Germans being born. Another 20 or 30 years, Germany will be completely and totally Muslim. And now they're laughing hysterically at Angela Merkel. I saw another picture with her yesterday, her hands and face covered in blood. And she said, basically, she's saying in captions as a meme, I have come, I have seen, I have conquered, I have destroyed, Germany is gone. And basically, she has done that. And Steve Quayle mentioned that yesterday with her about how she didn't have any children to come into this mess of what's happening. Now, here's what's interesting. I read you the article the other day from Prager University, and I referred to it several different times. Let me read you something that happened that really precipitated Mr. Prager to write the article he did about left-wing Judaism and how it's destroying culture and destroying Judaism altogether. The article came out on Breitbart last summer, and it's a shadow ban. Prager University reveals that they have had an immediate 99.999% drop in Facebook reach after they were shadow banned. That's why he wrote the article that he did. I guarantee that's one of the major reasons. Conservative nonprofit group Prager University appears to be facing Facebook censorship, as many recent posts from one group are suffering from a 99.9999 drop in percentage points in engagement based upon Facebook's own dashboard. The social media masters of the universe have pulled down two Prager University videos which it labeled hate speech. Guys, this is nuts what's happening and the amount of people that are being censored right now, and to the point that Alex Jones actually did a little meme, a little sketch, walking around groveling as a frog, I guess, and saying how much he loves atrazine and all the other things. And just, I mean, it was, I felt bad for Alex. I did. I didn't think it was funny. I thought it was sad. Because, guys, in another girl, Loomer, a Jewish girl, she actually handcuffed herself to a door up there in New York City the other day, also. She'd been censored. And she basically put on the large Jewish yellow star that the Nazis made the Jews wear to identify them, and handcuffed her to the doggone door and sat out there and screamed and yelled with a poster until the police finally came and cut her handcuffs off and told her to go home. I kid you not. And I got, and she's a super conservative Jewish girl. She's pretty young. And it's interesting to me that all of us, all of the right-wing conservatives, and I don't care if you're a Jewish person, a Muslim, a Christian, a Catholic, whatever, I don't care. If you want to have a country that has a strong constitution and you don't want unbridled access to immigration to destroy the moral fabric and the country that we know as the United States of America, and you want to be a nationalist, you want to protect our nation and you want to believe in the Constitution, all of us, I don't care what faith you are, we've got to stick together. It's like I said to you a few years ago, guys. I said, if I was in a doggone foxhole and there was a gay guy and we were fighting, and we were like being invaded by the Chinese, and there's a gay guy fighting beside me, I could absolutely care that he's gay. I care about if he can feed me magazines or he knows how to shoot. That's it. That's all I care about. Because the reality is, guys, we are all in this together. And it's what the globalists have done. They've taken all of our differences, whether they be a religious difference, a petty difference, any kind of difference, and they've made a giant mountain out of it. This whole thing with transgenderism, with these people having these sex change operations. I read an article today about these people up in Oregon at this one hospital. It's the most prolific sex change operation place in the world. And this guy came in, and he's a guy. He wants to be a girl. He has them cut off his appendages and his parts, and it's a complete and total disaster. I mean, he can't urinate properly. Nothing works properly. Everything's a horrible system. He wants to have it reversed. He can't, you know, because his parts are gone. I mean, guys, is this what we've come down to now? That people really think they're girls when they're guys and they're guys when they're girls and they want to be surgically altered and be butchered? I mean, none of this makes any sense to me, Austin. I mean, it all is so odd. I mean that very sincerely. I mean, I'm using that word. I've thought about it. There's no other word to really describe. It's macabre. It's odd. It's strange. It's surreal that we're living in a world that's this twisted and this messed up. What do you think, bud?
No, it definitely is. It's definitely gotten crazier and crazier. And I mean, the more we go into this giant surveillance state, the more they're getting their hands on all this information. And that's what I've talked about and you've talked about so many times, because I keep seeing more and more stuff. Just yesterday now, a top UK lawmaker said that the Facebook is now basically guilty of maintaining secretive whitelisting agreements with select companies that gave them preferential access to vast amounts of user data after the parliamentary committee released documents which had been sealed by a California court. The documents obtained in a sealed California lawsuit and leaked to the UK lawmaker during the London business trip included internal emails involving CEO Mark Zuckerberg and lead committee chair Damian Collins to conclude that Facebook was giving select companies full preferential access to all user data for their apps while shutting off access to data used by competing apps. Facebook also allegedly conducted full global surveys of mobile app usage by customers without their knowledge, and that a change to Facebook's Android app policy resulted in a call and message data being recorded was deliberately made difficult for users to know about. Repeat that again. And Facebook Android's app policy resulted in call and message data being recorded and was deliberately made difficult for users to know about. Guys, that means, I talk about this all the time and nobody ever believes me. That means they were recording, if you haven't figured out what that said, their data, which is your text, and your call, meaning your phone calls. They're recording all your phone calls and all your text messages, storing it, and then selling it to select companies that all the agreement went out to on. There was another email dated back from 4 years ago where a Facebook engineer sent an email up to a higher up discussing the Android Facebook app that was continually uploading users' calls and text message history, and he even put in the email that this will be a high-risk problem from a PR perspective. Another email then suggested users would not need to be prompted to give permission for this feature to continue on, meaning they were doing it without disclosure and without permission. Just wanted to bring that up, guys, because, I mean, if you're using Facebook for a lot of pertinent information, don't put it on there. And secondly, you really don't need to be putting a lot of information on there, because this stuff is being sold, literally, as you can see and has been proven now numerous times, basically sold on the market to the highest bidder. And you've got to imagine how much money Facebook is making off this stuff on a regular basis. Because when you have people's phone calls, people's text messages, people's photos, people's private conversations, all this stuff, and you start selling it, that is why now we have seen a lot of these directed ad marketing blitzes on Facebook and all these other sites go directly towards stuff that you're talking about. This is how they figure it out. They're listening to your phone calls, they're reading your text messages, and then they're sending it out to the appropriate groups that want to sell it and use it and ad market it. So it's so important, guys, you keep this stuff. In my opinion, I wouldn't even have Facebook on your phone. I don't have Facebook on my phone personally. We have Facebook on the office computer that we use for business stuff as far as getting on the Health Masters app, but I don't have Facebook on my phone at all, period. No, I don't even have the app available. I disconnected it, deleted it, everything as soon as I got the phone, because they automatically want you to upload it as soon as you turn a brand new phone on now. It's automatically programmed to upload it. They keep asking you, do you want to upload the Facebook app? And you're like, I don't even want Facebook. Stop asking me. This is why they're continually doing it, guys, so they can monitor, watch, and do predictive programming on what they think you're going to do next. And all this stuff is getting deeper and deeper and deeper into the Internet of Things and the 5G network and the entire 5G control grid that we're about to see start to take place in the next couple of years. And once this stuff starts to go into place, all this information that they've stored on you is going to be worth even more money, and it's going to be even more useful, because everybody's going to have a full-blown profile history, not just a Facebook profile, an entire life profile of every Google search you've made, every phone call you made, every text message you made, every app you've downloaded, every single picture you've liked, everything you've commented. Everything is getting data logged and monitored so they can put a full-blown profile on you. Just something I wanted to add on there, Dad, because every time you think Facebook can't get any more seedy on the stuff they do and all the stuff they collect, you find out something else that happened. And now this email from coming back from 2015 now, years ago this has been going on.
You know, it's interesting. The other day, you know, your mom has this stupid Facebook page that I've fussed at her about forever. And I've told her, don't put personal stuff on there. Well, now all of a sudden, everything on my phone, everything on my doggone iPad is Hallmark. Everything I turn on, everything Hallmark Christmas. Yeah. I mean, I turn on the doggone computer, it's Hallmark. I go to Drudge, it's Hallmark. Every website I go to, Hallmark ad pops up. And I'm so tired of it, Austin. And I'm like, come on, Sharon, really? And I've told your mom over and over and over and over again. You see, if you post on there, I like Hallmark. I've been watching Hallmark shows. Okay, guess what happens? They just sold your data.
Yep.
They just sold your data about me. And guess what? They could go on the Internet of Things and find your personal home phone number. Just snap instantaneously. And then all of a sudden, you start getting these solicitation phone calls. You try to block it. You try not to answer the calls. And they're asking you, what do you think about the values? What do you think about Facebook? What do you think about this?
Yep.
They start calling you in directed target marketing. These are your doggone home phone lines. And they always like calling at 6 o'clock at night. Sharon, yesterday I said 70% of the phone calls that we get on our home line, a full 70%, are all scam solicitation phone calls. And a lot of it has to do because of the marketing that they're doing via Facebook and the other information that basically people give out and Sharon's giving out concerning our family. I tell her, this is not okay. So now you guys hear me, because my wife's listening to the show right now, and now she's starting to understand. It's every single thing you say, every single thing you do, you're being monitored. And they're selling the information. So if you like to look at Hooters calendars, guys, just a heads up, you know, you're going to get everybody, everybody who's buying information knows you like Hooters calendars. And don't be surprised if you don't get a Hooters calendar in the mail this month. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that they're doing, okay? And your wife's going to get all mad. She goes, what in the world are you doing with this Hooters calendar? I didn't order this. Okay. This is the problem that we run into, guys. Every single thing you do, ladies, same thing. Every single thing you do, every single thing all of us do has been plugged into the Internet of Things. Now, I got an article this morning, an excellent article, from ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net with Alexander Bruce. She wrote this. And what it is basically a meme and a joke about Tim Cook getting an award for censoring Alex Jones. And, you know, it's, you know, Tim Cook, you know, being the CEO of slave company Apple, the company that basically produces these slave trackers that we make, the company that if their employees complain in China, they take them out back and they harvest their organs and they're never heard from again, the company in China that in the event that these people are so suicidal and so depressed from working for these people that they start jumping out of their windows, they had to put suicide nets around the building. That Cook, that guy, The same guy, okay? Just in case you understand, he's getting an award now from the ADL. Now, Alexander wrote this. Now, this is the Anti-Defamation League. It used to be called the Anti-Jewish Defamation League. And guess when it was started, guys? Get ready. Get ready. Here it comes. 1913. What happened in 1913? You got it, guys. The Federal Reserve Act was brought to us by the Rothschild Banking Cartel, Jewish organization, extreme left-wing communists, and they brought us the federal income tax. Same time, same place, same guy named Samuel Untermeyer. Same place. So now we got this anti-Jewish defamation league starting the same year they start this. Why? Because everybody was raising hell that we had a Federal Reserve System and unbelievably angry that we had a doggone income tax structure. So they had to come in and they had to start discrediting people. Now they don't call it the anti-Jewish defamation league anymore because that's considered racist to use the word Jewish. I know that sounds odd, doesn't it? That did sound odd, but that's how they feel it. You can't say that. That's why I love that article that Prager wrote a few weeks ago, because they're trying to brainwash us. Now, I'm going to read you the article that she wrote, what Alexander wrote. In fact, I called her this morning about the article. I haven't heard back from her yet. Here's what she says. Irish YouTuber Dave Cullen from Computing Forever weighs in on Apple CEO Tim Cook's acceptance speech for the Anti-Defamation League's Courage Against Hate Award, where Apple was praised for being the first company to deplatform Alex Jones. Cook's acceptance speech was fraught with fraudulent claims, suggesting that Jones is a hateful white supremacist who incites violence, which is untrue. The incoherence between Cook's meritorious deplatforming activities and the courageous name of the award caused me to wonder what was causing Cook, CEO of the world's largest corporation by market capitalization, to snivel and suck up so hard the Anti-Jewish Defamation League. I learned that online censorship is a growth industry. Listen to this. It's a form of disaster capitalism. A calamity has been declared in order to pave the way for an all-encompassing censorship infrastructure with the Anti-Defamation League at the helm. I'm going to repeat this article. I'm repeating this paragraph. I learned that online censorship is a growth industry. It's a form of disaster capitalism. A calamity has been declared in order to pave the way for an all-encompassing censorship infrastructure with the Anti-Defamation League at the helm. Now, listen how they're going to do this. ADL's Silicon Valley Anti-Cyber Hate Working Group includes representatives from all the tech giants. The Anti-Jewish Defamation League is the main contractor in YouTube's Trusted Flagger program, and ADL's hate specs are programmed into Google YouTube's machine learning censor bots. Did you guys just hear this? The ADL is running all of it. Tim Cook's message here is indistinguishable from the stated goal of the ADL, which is to ruin a person or a business if they don't follow the Anti-Jewish Defamation League's agenda down to the letter. The question, of course, becomes, is who is the ADL? Dr. John Coleman mentioned the ADL several times in his book, 1991, The Conspirators' Hierarchy, The Committee of 300, and you may be surprised what he said. Quote, listen to the quote. This is from Dr. John Coleman. The Anti-Defamation League is an outright British intelligence operation run by the branches of British intelligence, including MI6 and JIO. Let nobody underestimate the power of the Anti-Jewish Defamation League or its long reach. The ADL has an open door to the State Department and makes good use of the State Department's impressive intelligence agency. He goes on to continue with this quote. The ADL is a British intelligence operation. Get ready. Hey guys, you're fixing to get this. The ADL is a British intelligence operation founded in the U.S. by MI6 and run by Paul, get this, Steinberg and Eric Trist of Tavistock, the mind programming group of World War I. The ones who worked with Sigmund Freud, the ones who worked with his cousin, the ones who worked in reprogramming and doing split personalities. The ADL is a British operation funded in the U.S., founded in the U.S. by MI6, run by Paul Steinberg and Eric Trist of Tavistock. Saul Steinberg is the U.S. representative and business partner of, guess who? The Jacob D. Rothschild family of London. Now, I'm going to repeat this. Steinberg is the guy who started this, is the business partner of the Jacob D. Rothschild family of London. The Anti-Jewish Defamation League is a joint FBI, British intelligence operation designed to single out right-wing groups and their leaders and put them out of business before they grow too large to be influential and damage the ADL. Do you guys hear what I just said? It's all things Rothschild. Now, doggone it, it's always all things Rothschild. It's all things Rothschild, all things Shabbat cult, all things the Zionism, all things this doggone Sidney Gottlieb, and all things this crazy stuff from Tavistock, and all things Samuel Untermeyer. It's all things Rothschild. This is right from the Communist Manifesto. All things Rothschild. These are the guys that have underwritten all of it. And you go, well, it can't be that simple. It really is that simple. When you dig under every single rock, you got an international communist ADL supporter, Rothschild, funding everything, and now they want to put all conservative businesses out of business, and they are working together with the giant tech corporations to defund and deplatform everyone all over the country, all over the world. ADL Silicon Valley Anti-Cyber Working Group includes representatives from all the tech giants. ADL is the main contractor in YouTube's Trusted Flagger program, and the ADL's hate specs are programmed into Google. All of it, guys. It's all the ADL. It's all Rothschild. When I tell you guys that we have taken our rights and we have given them over to our elected officials, who have in turn given them over to the military-industrial complex, who have in turn given them over to the CIA-run international mafia conglomerates, given the Italian mafia, the Jewish mafia, the Irish mafia, the Chinese mafia, the Russian mafia. It is organized crime. They have given it over to the high priests, the druids, the black magicians of this world, who continue to do sacrificial sacrifices of human beings via abortion and their stupid and horrible rituals they do to control the energy field around the planet, to maintain the veil around the hearts and the minds of the people in this world so they cannot see and know the truth. It's all controlled through the Rothschild satanic global mafia conspiracy, working with the CIA, working with the Vatican, and working with the international Rothschild banks. That's why when Paul Williams wrote the book, Operation Gladio, the unholy alliance between the CIA, the mafia, and the Vatican, everybody needs to get that book. That's who's doing all of this. That's who's running Donald Trump. There ain't no Q running around. He may have been real in the beginning. I'm so over this Q stuff. Everything, oh, it's going to happen this week. We're going to have 60,000 indictments before the end of the year. Okay, yeah, I want to see all that happen. Oh, well, we're going to have military tribunals. Okay, that means we're going to go to martial law. And the military is going to come in. And you won't even get a trial any longer. You'll be taken out back and shot like they did 5,000 Germans when they tried to overthrow Hitler with Operation Valkyrie. He killed 5,000 people, most of them through strangulation and hanging them. That's what happened when the Germans tried to get rid of Hitler. Guys, this is the problem that we have. We don't want to see the giant, screaming, steaming, ugly, obese pedophile in the room called the ADL and the Rothschild banking cartel, because these are the guys that are telling us what we can say. I just read you the article from Cook. They're telling us what we can say and what we can't say. And if we don't fall into their guidelines... And who in the H.E. double sticks made these guys ruler of the planet to tell us what we can think, what we can say, where we can go, what we can do, and what we can believe? I mean, this is unbelievable to me. And all of this crap started back when the Christians got emasculated in the pulpit with that awful teaching from Darby, which was picked up by that horrible person, Schofield, who was promoted by Samuel Untermeyer, who pushed the Federal Reserve Act and wrote most of the legislation, and pushed to have the Schofield Bible printed by the Oxford Press and put into our Christian universities to allow the Christians in this country to succumb by this. I read you the verse yesterday that says the Antichrist has to take power before Jesus comes back, and he will go into the temple to do so. What in the world are Christians doing thinking that we need to rebuild a temple in Jerusalem to bring the Antichrist out, to bring in the tribulation? Guys, get your head If you believe any of this stuff, back into the Word of God and realize this is not okay. That's who's doing all of this. All of it's being done through the Kabbalah, through the teachings and the doggone, all the gematria, all of the doggone, they have learned, the same group of druids, the same group of Satanists have learned from the very beginning, all the way from the fallen angels, they call themselves the benign Nephilim. And the problem is, it's like Prager said, the right wing really conservative Jews are going to get screwed again. Everybody's going to get all mad when you get rid of the Jews. It's not the Jews, the right wingers, they're okay. Like this Laura Loomer, like a whole bunch of my friends that are Jewish. It's not them. It's these left-wing, communist, Luciferian, Satanist, godless nightmares that run the planet through human sacrifice. It's Hollywood. I talked about this 2 weeks ago. I don't want to go off on a tear on that again. But we have to understand, when you got Tim Cook being given an award by the ADL to censor Alex Jones, then Alex Jones getting in, dressing like a doggone frog and groveling on the floor and begging to be put back on. What the heck? Why do we have to answer to the ADL? Why do we have to answer to the very organization that forced the United States and the citizens of this country to basically telling us all that we are an anti-Semite or we are an anti-this or anti-that? This is the same group, guys. The same group that's forcing us to accept transgenders. This is the same group that's forcing us to accept all these other beliefs. Why? Because if they can make a person or a group of people a minority in the sense that they're being discriminated against, they can fractionate the general population. And then when they create 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 different minorities, you don't even know how many. There's so many gay acronyms now and transgender acronyms. I don't even know them anymore. There's 30 or 40 or 50 of them. Fractionate. That's why none of us want to work together. We all want to fractionate ourselves and become part of this group or part of that group or any of this group. And this is what's going on, guys. And when I see Tim Cook sit there to the ADL, the Anti-Jewish Defamation League, and say, I am so proud to accept this award to be the first platform to take Alex Jones down because we have to stop hate speech and all this horrible stuff that's being said. No, they want to stop the speech that's going to set you free. The Word says that the truth will set you free. But it also says light is coming to the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. Guys, we have to our last breath tell the people, hey, this isn't okay. And if I say left-wing Jews who are communists who want to enslave the United States are bad, that doesn't make me an anti-Semite. That makes me an anti-left-wing Jews who want to enslave the world communists because they think everything's want to make everything bad. That's what that makes me. If I say the Muslims that are right, that are left-wing or right-wing radicals that want to come and kill everybody with jihad are bad people, that doesn't make me anti-Muslim. I mean, what is this? When I tell you you got left-wing Christians that believe in abortion and all things democratic and all things that are horrible, that doesn't make me anti-Christian. Austin, we've got to learn that when we express our opinion, number one, it's our God-given right. And number two, we've been given that through freedom of speech. I realize that Germany doesn't have that. Now, Germany now is training their children in their schools to turn in their parents if they stand against homosexual stuff or transgenderism. I mean, they're training the children to come and snitch on their parents so the thought police can come to Germany. Germany's gone. It doesn't exist anymore. Only in our dreams and our thoughts and our minds and our memories and in the books that we read about what happened. You go to any major city right now in Germany, they've experienced a quote-unquote cultural renaissance with gang-raping barbarian Muslim hordes taking their women out to the sides and raping them, and then the media covering it up. Same as Sweden. Guys, this can't happen in our country. They want to do everything they can to destroy the country, break us up into special interest groups, destroy everything, and bring in their new world order. Like, that's, you know, it makes me want to throw up, Austin, is this nausea that we've had to listen to about H. Bush now since he dropped dead. Same thing with McCain. You get these damn, excuse my language, war criminals that do all this crazy stuff during their life, and then they get eulogized. Years ago, first that I knew, didn't like, died. True story. Heroin overdose. And I was asked to go to the funeral. And I told my wife, no. She goes, why don't you want to go? And I said, why do I want to go hear a preacher tell me how great this drug addict, this drug dealer was, and eulogize him when I know that everything coming out of his mouth is a lie? I'm not going to do it. Don't play that game. I'm not wired that way. Guys, thank you for giving us the opportunity to tell you the truth, and thank you for listening. Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, man. That was a really, really, really serious rant on that, but it was really accurate. And I mean, and that's what we talked about yesterday with Steve Quayle as well from at the very beginning of the show. Is that everybody has to start understanding that, you know, when we're on this fight right now, we can't start capitulating and being so scared that we have to constantly go and fall prey to this political correctness. We can't do it anymore. I mean, when they want to start having drag queen story hours at libraries all across the country, and they want to normalize and groom these children to get ready to basically be transgendered, completely confused, sadistic drag queens, and they think that's normal, then we have every bit of right to say we don't agree with it. That's the most frustrating part that I've seen with all this, is that the hypocrisy knows no bounds, because they come in and say, we can talk about this, we can try to solicit your children that transgenderism's okay, we can force you to be quiet, we can tell you you can't say this because it's hate speech, or you can't say this because it's racist, but they can turn around and say, oh, we think all white people need to be exterminated, oh, we think these children need to be exterminated, exposed to transgenderism. We think this needs to be done and this needs to be done, and all these things are okay. That's the difference, is that we're sitting there allowing these people to dictate what we can and can't say when they're telling us we can't say something, and they're turning around and doing the exact same thing, just on the polar end of the spectrum. This is something we cannot allow to go forward anymore. Doesn't matter if you offend anybody, if you're speaking the truth and you know it to be the truth, especially if it's got biblical background. Because you have to remember, this is what happened in the Bible times. You can read about this repeatedly when people were not allowed to speak the name of Yahweh and Yeshua, and they were executed for it. This was done repeatedly in the Bible. There are numerous verses you can go back into and study that if you would like. This is where it all leads to eventually. After a while, no matter what they say now, no matter how soft they say it and how they think everybody needs a platform, but the people that we don't agree with don't need a platform, and all the other lies and propaganda that they push, at the end of the day, it's all about censoring what they don't believe and what they don't agree with, and one of those things that's diametrically opposed to them is the Holy Bible and the Word of Jesus Christ and God Almighty, and that's the doggone truth. They do not want anybody talking about that, and they may not say it right now, they may not say it in 5 years, they may not say it in 10 years, but guys, remember, they already do this in China. They already go in and arrest people for having private Bible studies in their houses in China. They'll go through, kick your dorm with a 20-man SWAT team and throw everybody on the ground, zip time, and haul you off because you had a Bible in your house and you were having a Bible study that they didn't approve of. They already do this right on the other side of the pond. So let's believe it still happens in this society right now. It's just not happening here yet. And the more we sit back and the more we capitulate and allow these people to come in and do these things all in the name of their political correctness, it's nauseating to me. And a lot of it, like I said, they're so doggone contradictory on what they say. I saw an article earlier, it was almost humorous, but I wanted to bring it up because a student at Drake University has now been arrested for, so allegedly she was the one that found multiple racist notes, and one of her friends found racist notes on campus. It was like a little, you know, breadcrumb trail. Oh, there's another racist note talking about all these racist slurs and how they wanted to hurt people and everything else. Well, come to find out now, the police have done an investigation and pulled cameras, and now she's admitted she's the one that wrote the notes. The hardcore leftist communist was writing the notes, all because of the guise of she said she wanted to start a dialogue about this and make people realize it's dangerous. Wait, what? So you're writing fake notes and you're telling people they need to talk about this? How does pretending to be a victim of a crime that never happened open the conversation about race relations and equality? This whole thing that they are doing now is so obnoxious that I think it's just about everybody. We're all getting sick of it enough because it's happening over and over and over and over again, and so many people now are capitulating. Oh, I don't want any problems. I don't want to offend anybody. That's their goal, guys. Their goal, and I've said this so many times, is self-censorship. They've done it with Facebook. They do it with negative sanctions. Oh, you have a big Facebook page. You have a lot of followers. You make money on it. You've monetized it. Oh, you say something that we don't agree with. Oh, you talked about the Israelis bombing another country. Oh, you talked about how we don't need to be invading Syria. Oh, okay. Well, that's hate speech. You can't say that. Sorry, we're going to completely shut down your Facebook page. They've already done it. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages with millions of followers. They've monetized on YouTube as well and other platforms. Shut it down. Can't do it. So then next time you go, okay, I get my platform restored again. They've restricted me for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. They've, you know, they've given me my little spanking on my hand. They've told me I'm not allowed to say that. So now what happens is you get on the platform. You either self-censor and keep your platform up and don't talk about things they tell you not to talk about, or you talk about it again and they completely shut down your platform for good and never allow it to go back up again, period. And you lose everything you've worked for on the years and years and years of time. That's what they're doing now, intentionally, to force self-censorship. Don't let yourself be self-censored, guys. Not a good look for Christians, not a good look for patriots, not something that we can tolerate as patriotic Christian Americans. Not good at all. Also, too, in other news now, the House Democrats are already spooling up to get things set once they get into power in January. Now they said at the top of their list is legislation requiring background checks before someone buys a gun from anybody. They said whether it's your neighbor, coworker, for to get a background check, whether it's a son buying a gun from his father, you have to have a background check. They said private gun sales are legal. However, a ban on private sales basically will stop a lot of these mass shootings, so they claim, which is the most idiotic ideology I've ever heard in my life. And they basically want to put in the bill that if you conduct a private transaction, even between family, without going through an FFL dealer, then it's basically charged as a felony charge for some type, I forget the name that they're trying to come up with here, basically trafficking weapons is what they're going to try to charge you with now. And this is the reason why, and I've told everybody this before, the 4417 form that you file when you go to an FFL, a gun dealer, and you do the little background check, they call in for 5 minutes, and everybody claims and everybody rants up and down how they don't save those, how it doesn't put you on a list, how they don't classify it, how they don't catalog it, how they don't basically have a list of gun owners, and they don't do that. It's a complete and total lie. If you talk to any ATF agent, any FFL dealer that does any transaction with a 4417 has to keep that in file for 30 years. And on top of that, at any point in time, ATF can come into that gun store and request every single file for the last 30 years, and the dealer has to present it or the dealer goes to jail. Meaning, they have a giant database of everybody that's bought a gun legally. This is why they want to do full background checks. And the irony about this is, almost all of these mass shootings that constantly occur, almost every time we've seen it, when they find the culprit or the patsy, they've all bought their guns legally. So the whole concept of forcing people to do a background check, if dad wants to sell me one of his guns or I want to sell one of my best friends one of my guns, is nothing short of lunacy. The only point in doing it is to force people, again, into submission, so they have to go through the system, it has to be logged, and they can monitor it. The only reason a government wants to know what guns its citizens own is so they can go back and confiscate them at a certain point in time. That is the only reason why they want to know that in a free society, period. And this ideology that these leftists have all the time, because you talk to them, I've talked to a couple of them about it, you know, I pretty much say, you know, what's your perfect idea of gun laws? Well, basically, I'd like to have, you know, pretty much gun-free zones everywhere. You know, I think you should be able to shoot a gun at a range, and you can rent them there, they got to stay there, but everywhere else, you know, it's really illegal to carry a gun, it's illegal to own a gun. And my whole thought on that, and my only rebuttal to that is, well, you do understand that every single mass shooting at schools, and almost like 99% of all other mass shootings ever recognized in the United States, have always been in a gun-free zone. So what essentially you want to do is you want to make the entire United States a fairy tale gun-free zone in the attempt that it'll make it just like the gun-free zones now, but the gun-free zones now are the ones that the shootings always take place in. So please elaborate how that's supposed to work effectively when criminals don't follow laws because murder is already a crime. Your conversation and your argument is null and void. There's nothing left to argue with you about. You're a moron. That's pretty much the way the conversation goes. This is what they're trying to do, though, is brainwash people. They can't win in an argument. They can't fix it. They know there's no way to control the population, so they have to try to force it through legislation and slowly brainwash the population that guns are bad, anything that has a bullet's bad, anything that has a magazine bad. Oh, big, scary black assault rifles. Oh, those things that are semi-automatic sporting rifles called AR-15s. Oh, yeah, those things. Oh, yeah, those things. We need to ban those, too, because they're big and scary. This is what they're continuing to do. I mean, we even talked earlier up in New York now. Two state senators have already drafted a bill. I talked to you about this a couple weeks ago, but I found about it again. They're drafting a new bill now. It's saying that the search history, they want all your search history for the last 3 years before you can file to purchase a firearm. Major search engines such as Yahoo, Google, Bing. Also, I found this out the other day, anyone applying for or renewing a pistol permit would have to give up all login information, including passwords, to any of their social media sites at all. That means any account activity, meaning not just public posts, but private messages, will all be subject to scrutiny from the person that's going to give you permission to own a firearm. So posts from the past 3 years on anything from Facebook to Twitter to Instagram to Snapchat, you name it, would be reviewed for any type of language containing slurs, racial gender bias, any type of threats, any type of combative behavior would all be looked at for 3 years at a time when you go to purchase a firearm. That's what's coming to New York next, and if enough idiots vote for this, it'll end up going through, sadly enough. This is what they're continuing to do. They're not going to stop, whether it's with speech, whether it's with censorship, whether it's continually to tax us into oblivion, like we've seen in France now where it's gotten so bad they're revolting over more gas taxes, whether it's taking away the firearms, it doesn't matter. They will not stop. There are no limits to these guys. So we all have to ask ourselves a question. As Christian American patriots, where are we going to draw the line where we're going to stop and not take it anymore? That's the question everybody has to start asking themselves, because it's reaching that point to the powder keg precipice that everybody, in my opinion, that I know is starting to reach that point where they're saying, we're not going to take this anymore. They're going to push us. They're intentionally going to do it until they either control all of us or we have to push back. And that's the point that we're starting to reach now, Dad.
You know, Austin, Donald Trump, I really believe with all my heart that he was the real deal when he was running. I really do.
Oh, so do I.
Because he had not had the meeting yet. He had not met with Obama yet, the gay Kenyan. He had not met with him. And I remember Trump coming, when he's walking out of the White House, like, yeah, I can't believe this is what I got myself into, you know. Same happened with George Bush when Obama went in. I really believe a lot of people really want to have the ability to make change. I really believe that. And I want to believe that we are the ones that are responsible for Donald Trump being elected because of our prayers and because of the Podesta emails, because of WikiLeaks, and because of Julian Assange. And it was so ironic with all of this. Julian Assange releases all of this criminal information, including giving Hillary Clinton the questions to the debates on CNN before the debates even take place. In other words, that's why she was so polished in the debates. Total criminal activity. And nobody looks at the criminal activity. They're only trying to figure out how to put Julian Assange in jail because he's the criminal. So you release all of these felonies. You got 10,000 felonies that have been released. All of these criminals, child pedophilia, child rape, child sacrifice, blood drinking, all the sick garbage. And everybody will say, Julian Assange needs to be in jail. He needs to be in jail. He released the information. It doesn't matter how many crimes were committed. It's all Julian Assange's fault. And see, this is the problem that we've run into. This is where we are here in the United States now, is that we're killing this messenger. Forget what he said. We're killing the messenger now. And we sat back and watched it. I believe Trump was real. I no longer think he is. I've told you guys that. I think he's completely compromised now by the Zionist Shabbat leadership. I believe that's done. I think that's over with. I think that it's all about bringing in the new world order. I think he's given up nationalism with this new treaty that he did to replace with NAFTA and everything. That thing's done with Sidney Gottlieb coming into the FDA. All of the, I could just give you 100 more things like that. I'm not going to do it. Don't have time. I believe Q is real. I believe Q basically got compromised. I believe the same ADL group that's run by our CIA, FBI, and MI6 is running Q now. I think it's all misinformation and misleading information, including the ADL. I believe all of that stuff is all just being run like this, like I read you earlier. Here's the problem that we have. Right now in Germany, we have right-wing biker gangs tracking down migrants and beating them up who mess with women. That's what's going on in Germany right now. And this is happening all over. In fact, days after sexual assaults on women, local gangs and are uniting in a manhunt of foreigners. And just this past weekend, I'm not sure that they did in this article, two Pakistanians and Syrian men were injured in attacks by gangs of people in Cologne, German police said. Now, here's the problem with this. If you read, and I haven't got through it. I couldn't get through it all because it's written so poorly because the translation changeover, it just doesn't make any sense. If you read the books that Hitler wrote with Mein Kampf and Hitler's second book, and I'm not promoting them, and I'm not promoting Hitler. Don't get me wrong, I'm not. You have to look at what happened and where the mindset was of the German population. And we're getting just like that now here in the United States. There's a point, because it was everything was about the communists, about they weren't called socialists then, they were called communists. It was about the left-wing reactionary revolutionaries that brought the communist revolution over and killed Tsar Nicholas and his family and machine-gunned them all, okay, including the children. Everything, including the Versailles Treaty, the League of Nations, all of it was done by these same guys who pushed the Balfour Declaration. All of these guys, all of this stuff happened 100 years ago. And the German population got completely sucker punched until they, remember, Germany never lost World War I. People don't know that. They signed an armistice and everybody just stopped shooting and went home. And then the army, Germany army was disbanded. Germany had all these blockades around it and they were starving to death because of the communists. This is all part of this whole Rothschild thing they did with World War I. Then they used this whole landscape that they had developed because they control both sides of the narrative to create this hyperinflation in Germany and create the Weimar Republic when one loaf of bread, my mom told me she was there, cost 40 billion marks. 40 billion marks. And the entire upper class, middle class, everybody got wiped out in Germany unless you were invested in blue chip stocks or precious metals. Your money was gone. Period. Done. They were actually going out and having to sell grand pianos that in today's time would cost $100,000 to buy a bag of potatoes so they wouldn't starve to death. I kid you not. And the Rothschild banking group was the one taking the grand pianos. This is the group. And here's the problem. They're pushing us too far, Austin. It's like you said. Yep. They're creating a powder keg right now, the United States, because all of us have had enough. Now they, in Florida, this blithering idiot Rick Scott, who wanted to be senator so bad that he compromised his last 6 months in office by signing some of the most draconian gun legislation in the history of the country in the law instead of canceling it. And the senators and the legislators, the congressmen in Florida, were told by their pages and their aides that this is the way to go, this is the trending, this is what's going on. So they signed it too. And so now we have this group of people, these bureaucrats, that are in the administration in Tallahassee or in Washington running the doggone state and in Washington the country through rules and regulations that none of us voted on. See, yep. This is the problem. This is exactly what happened in Germany. And it created the brown shirts. It created the rise of nationalism. This is why everybody was calling Donald Trump, when he first came in office, Hitler. This is why that girl, when I was in Greece last summer, referred to him as a fascist and as Hitler. Because what happened when he first came into the office, he really wanted to make America great again. He really wanted to do that. And Q, I believe, was very real when he first started. The problem is, just like the ADL has come in now, created by MI6 and the FBI, the CIA, and they're completely and totally censoring internet speech, that's what they're doing to us now. Back in the 90s, I had the ability to go on national radio, national TV, did it thousands of times, and talk about the top 10 foods never to eat and how people could lower blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, blood sugar levels without the use of drugs. And then all of a sudden, in the mid-90s, Bill Clinton changed the laws with the FCC and allowing Clear Channel, which is a Zionist control organization, along with these other big groups, to come in and take over all of the broadcasting in the nation. Suddenly, myself and all the other alternative health guys were blacklisted. We could no longer appear on national shows with any type of audience. We had to be approved with proper speech before we could come in and say certain things the right way. This is what happened with me. I saw it. And suddenly now with the onset of the new Gutenberg press, we would call it the internet, we suddenly have the ability again to be interconnected to billions of people at a blink of a second to allow us to interact with people and tell them the truth of what's really going on. The problem is now they're coming in with the tech giants and they're saying, wait a minute, this internet that we wanted to use and make internet of things to put a nanotag in everybody has basically turned on us and everybody's waking up. Now we're walking into their bedroom at night with our smart TVs videotaping them and they just pulled a shotgun on us and they're going, heck with you guys, get out of my bedroom. We don't like this. We like having the shotgun. We don't like having a shotgun pulled at us. We like having complete and total unbridled access to their bedroom and be able to spy on them with our little two-way cameras. This is the problem. Now, everybody's waking up and they're going, well, we really don't want those TVs to spy on us. Well, good luck with that. Or the dishwashers to spy on us. Or the refrigerators to spy on us. And all the other smart appliances that we're being forced to buy now. And suddenly, we as Christians find ourselves in a very precarious situation, whereas if we say anything about the ADL, or we say anything about the Zionists, or we say anything about the Antichrist coming into the temple first and basically piercing himself in this man of perdition, this demon from hell, basically ruling the planet before Christ ever gets here, starting the tribulation, now we're an anti-Semite. I mean, what the heck? And they've done it all so well off because, here's what they did, they took over the media. It's like thing Goebbels did in Germany. When you take over the media, you're able to mass brainwash people. Remember, we're speaking to millions of people on this show every month. That's a tiny fraction, guys. It's a tiny fraction of this country, tiny fraction of the planet. So we're waking people up to the best of our ability. So when you guys telling other people to listen to the show, we're waking them up too, if they have ears to hear and eyes to see. But reality is, guys, a lot of people are so brainwashed that they'd rather not believe the truth. They'd rather believe the lie. So I am so blessed to have you guys as our listeners and to hear us go through these stories and the stuff that we talk about all the time. Guys, I love you. Thank you so much. Great show yesterday. Great shows all week. I love you. Thank you so much for getting your vitamins from Health Masters. You guys are buying vitamins anyhow. You might as well not buy them from Bayer and Monsanto. I'm just going to be blunt. You might as well get them from us to support us. That's just about as direct as I can be. We make the really highest quality stuff we can make. I love you guys, and I appreciate you. Thanks for getting your supplements. Thanks for praying for us. I got the opportunity to pray for you guys again today. It means so much to me to pray for you guys every day. I love you guys. Had a very dear friend of mine. She's basically been listening to the show for years and years. Her husband was 51 years old. She sent me a desperate email this morning to basically for me to pray for her. And we need to pray for her because her husband died last night at 51 years of age from a heart attack. Her name is Teresa. Father, let's pray right now for her. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Teresa. I don't even know what to pray, Lord, as far as just be with her, comfort her through your Holy Spirit. Help her to have the friends and the family and the support to get through this. Be with her family and with her children, Lord. Bless her, Lord. She's a very good person. Love her deeply. Thank you so much, Lord, for her and for our listeners, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Thanks for praying with me. You guys rock the world. Again, thank you for your support. Thanks for listening. I'll do the write-up, Austin. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Absolutely. And another study I saw earlier, this is interesting now, they're now stating that millennials value home ownership over having kids. They said buying a home has now hit top priorities over marriage as well. A full 72% of millennials list owning a home as a top priority, according to a survey, 2,000 adults who currently own a home or plan to buy one in the future. By contrast, 50% list getting married and 44% say having children. And this is the issue when you start having issues like inflation. In the United States, we've seen this rampant as far as the housing prices up and down all over the place, some of them so ridiculously inflated. I mean, I remember back in 2008, which I'm seeing a lot of this down here in Florida now, same kind of prices, even worse in some cases. I remember in 2008, there were houses that were, you know, 2,500 square feet, nice size house, you know, going upwards of $300,000, $350,000, not on a lakefront, not on a water, nothing, just like a little lot. And those same houses, you know, were selling for that. And after the crash in 2009, 2010, 2011, those same houses were going anywhere from $80,000 to $90,000 to $100,000. That's what people have to understand, is that with the housing market, it's very speculatory, because a lot of these houses don't cost anywhere near that much, especially material, to build these things. And so you may have a house that cost $100,000, $150,000 in actual material and labor and time and effort and nails, property and everything else, when they turn around and when you throw your realtor fees and you throw the contractor fees and you throw the home builder fees and all these different fees and taxes and everybody making all this money on them, you get somebody that ends up paying $250,000, $350,000, $450,000 for a house that really is only worth about $100,000. And people say, well, that's capitalism. You know, people need to make money. Like, yes, you're right. But the issue that we've run into that now with these mortgage rates still at a very high amount, you're paying $300,000-$400,000 for a house that's really only worth $100,000, and you're not just paying $400,000 for it. By the time you lock in a 5-5.5% mortgage now, you're going to pay almost twice the amount of the house if you take it to the entire 30-year note. So you're going to pay almost $1 million for this $500,000 house that really only cost $150,000 to make. And so there's a huge, huge issue. We see that, but that's what it's doing, is it's causing these millennials in my age bracket to say, hey, we need to focus on a house. This is the most important deal. The houses are going up. We need to make money. We need to do this. We need to do that. When in reality, when you look at the interest you've paid and the fees you pay and the realtor fees you pay, this whole house flipping thing is a giant total scam. All it is a way to suck a huge amount of money out of the housing market and for a lot of banks to make a lot of money really fast without producing anything at all. Remember what I always told you? The banks don't produce anything. The banks don't build anything. The banks don't manufacture anything. They have fractional reserve lending at 40 to 1. So if you put your life savings of $1 million in the bank, they can loan $40 million out off your money and then charge that $40 million anywhere from 4, 5, 6, 7% interest on mortgage loans all across the board, make millions upon millions of dollars of interest, and you're making, you know, 2%, you know, on a money market account. Some garbage numbers like that. They don't produce anything. They basically do a Ponzi scheme and make money off of it through vast amounts of interest. So just be aware of that. Do your best, especially right now, to make very good financial decisions, especially as this market is getting close to another giant bubble pop again. And guys, we thank you for all your support. Thank you for everything you do. You guys notice we have the Total Rest Formula, which supports a relaxed mood and healthy sleep, on the front page of the website. You can go on the website, check it out, read about it. We also have a Sleep Like a Baby kit, which Ted put together. Actually works really well. I took it the other day. I passed out. Hard time waking up. But again, I don't really have an issue sleeping, so I just tested it. It's the Total Rest, the Magnesium Brain Food, and the Melatonin Formula. Both of those different products, Total Rest and the kit together, are 15% off. So be sure to check it out on the website at healthmasters.com. And be sure to check out the product of the week, the Adrenal Support. We love you guys. We appreciate you. Have an awesome, safe, blessed night. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.